Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with the founding member, original founding member of our Brain Trust, John Fox, one of the great Brain Trust members, the author of If America Has Really Understood the Income Tax. He's one of the top income tax experts in the galaxy, and he's our good friend, John Fox. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Lately, Americans, and indeed the world, has really had, if they paid attention, they've had a little bit of a tutorial on the designations of different kinds of nonprofit organizations. 501c3, your local chamber of commerce, folks, is a 501c3. We've also heard about the 501c4s recently, haven't we, John?
Well, we sure have, and you know, the problem, as most people know now, is that the IRS inexcusably, I mean, it really is a scandal, has postponed a number of applications for political reasons, objecting to certain conservative groups.
Right.
Anything
connected to Tea Party or Patriot, those are the words they were looking for. They held those applications up while they let other groups that were more aligned with the left, they let them go through.
Well, they allowed, you know, a lot of conservative groups. Karl Rove's Crossroads, GPS, he got through, and that group spent $70 million on political ads in 2012. But let me tell you what the real scandal is, because I don't excuse any of this by the IRS. Our IRS never should engage in political activity.
That's right.
The real underlying scandal is with Congress and the presidency since 1981, and I include Republicans and Democrats in this.
Right.
501c4 says, and it says in the statute, that these cover organizations which exclusively are operated for the promotion of social welfare. Now, Jim, you don't have to be an expert in language to know what exclusively means. Mm-hmm. But in 1981, the IRS issued a ruling that said exclusively just means primarily. So. Now, yeah, and that's the funny. I mean, you laugh about that.
That's not tomato, folks. That's a distinction.
That is a distinction. Exclusively, you never would have said exclusively meant primarily. And that's been interpreted to mean that if you spend 51% of your resources on social welfare, 49% can be spent on politics. Well, that's hair splitting. If you ask me... Yeah.
Go ahead, John. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, if you ask me as an IRS agent to review an application, and in this case, a number of them are, it says teaparty.net or patriot.net, you know, and I have to decide, are you primarily social welfare or primarily? It never should have been open. Now, what should happen, and there's a case pending in the district court of the District of Columbia, is that they ought to say exclusively means exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
and
exclusive
actually stop this.
Means, to me, exclusive means forsaking all others.
Right. I mean, for example, just for people to understand it, if Jim, some businessman approached you and said, I'd like you to invest in my company, and you say, well, it looks like a pretty good company, but Fred, I want you to work exclusively for this business and not for any other. And you discover later on the business is struggling. And he said, well, you know, I've been working at 51% of the time for the business.
Right.
You're a very measured guy, but I could see your blood pressure going up.
When I work with corporate partners in my business, John, I give them exclusivity. I tell them I can only work for one master. I can't work for two masters. So they have exclusivity with me in their industry. That doesn't mean that if somebody else offers me a deal 49%, you know, that dilutes me by only 49%, I can take that.
Exclusive. Exactly.
Exclusive means exclusive. Now, here's my question, John.
Yeah.
Some people who applied for a 501c4, it doesn't matter what their political interests are. Some people who applied for C4, the C4 designation, already had a 501c3. Why did they have both? That's the question I want to ask.
Well, they do that. I mean, this goes back to the Sierra Club days, because 501c3 is the organization to which your contributions are tax deductible.
Right.
501c4, they're not tax deductible. So many organizations want both the tax deduction and they want to engage in political activity. So what they and you can't under 501.
I see what you're saying. So under the C3, folks, they have to be nonpartisan because it's tax exempt.
It has to be exclusively charitable. Charitable. But, so you can't be a political organization.
So even a think tank that's a 501c3 have to be bipartisan in their approach. But you're saying a 501c4, because it's not tax deductible, they can be more. Well, how can they be political and charitable? That's what I don't get.
Well, they can engage in social welfare where they can be lobbyists. They can do a whole lot of things that are advancing some social cause. But they cannot, but exclusively means that they must be engaged in social welfare.
Is defending the Constitution social welfare?
Defending the Constitution of the United States, explaining it. It's not, what? Yeah. I mean, you know, clearly.
See, that's what the Patriot and Tea Party guys are doing. They think they're defending the Constitution. And so.
Yeah, no. And so if you are, and if you're not engaging in running campaign ads, which, you know, when you filter it, you really see they're favoring one candidate over another, you can do that if it's educational. It's got to be much more educational than it can be political.
John,
once you say,
I watch a lot of news coverage. I'm a news junkie. But what you've done this segment has explained the difference and why you would want one over the other better than I've ever heard it explained. So thank you for that.
And it's a can of worms, Jim. I will tell you, if you sat with the IRS and you had applications from, say, James Carville for progressive values, and you're wondering, is that 51 or 49? You should say, nah, you can't do any of it.
Yeah. Hold
Stop
on to that
it.
Thought. John Fox. JohnOFox.com. Is that right, John?
Yeah.
Check out the website, folks. And the book is If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax. It's an outstanding book. Quick break, 10 till. More of John after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.